Hello, hello, hello. This is BJFM, Lost Angels, the voice of freedom.
It's a mystery to me, this
my good listeners, I have something for you to think on. A simple quote, a speech set forth by one of the greatest of the American presidents, Abraham Lincoln. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. We are now engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who gave their lives that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these onward dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolved that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. When these words were last spoken, this great continent was in the throes of a civil war. Over 600,000 Americans threw their lives at one another at the proposition of freedom, realizing that what they were doing, the generations in history would remember for all time what they did, for what they died for, and for what their nation for all time would be known for freedom. The voice of freedom is here for that same purpose, so that all, whether human or Atlantean, may live within these lands and be judged by the same laws, by the same conscience that we would judge ourselves by. With that in mind, when you kill your neighbor, remember you are destroying a part of the nation that history immemorial will come to know, and that these dark times that we live in are short, and that these dark times will eventually awaken into a new golden age. I leave you with these thoughts. Thank you. Good day, good night, wherever this message may find you. Thank you.